Hello Africa, this is Let's Talk. It's a show where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari in Washington. Tonight, celebrities. Well, a celebrity is a famous person. We all know that. And we'd like to know, as a celebrity, what is someone supposed to do? Are they supposed to be our role models or our heroes? But are they conveying that image to us? Well, as usual, Let's Talk. We will discuss this in our usual light-hearted manner, so please stay tuned.
I find it's a burden that is given to celebrities that is beyond what they can carry.
Because if you're a model, if you're a celebrity, I mean, you have a lot of influence, and the moment that you're a celebrity, your life ceases to be, you know, personal.
Now it's time to welcome to our show, in the house, my friend, Bigo O. Welcome aboard, Bigo.
Amen. Thank you for having me, Sunday.
Okay. And of course, on the phone, we have all the way from Kampala, Uganda, Mr. Anthony Molly. Welcome aboard.
Thank you so much, Sunday. And thank you for having me on the show.
Sure. And in this edition of Let's Talk, we'll be discussing celebrities. Well, as we all know, celebrities in Africa and around the world have a lot to offer. But at the same time, they are supposed to be our heroes. But do they step up to par? And are they doing what are they supposed to do? I spoke to Taji Liundi, a legend radio broadcaster from Tanzania, and I wanted to know, do we need a special school or training for celebrities?
Yes, you could always have very good management that offers you psychosocial support in understanding your role and how people will receive you. For example, with heightened celebrity status, you might find there's a greater scrutiny in your life. Mm-hmm. The media wants to be very close. They want to write about you, find out about you. And so without having the sort of proper support in understanding that, suddenly your celebrated life can be extremely annoying or a nuisance to yourself. And, well, the other thing is, of course, is also very personal. I mean, if you suddenly find yourself celebrated by a society, it's important to look to your peers and say, oh, those who were before me, this is how they were acting. And so you need to create a positive network of people who came before you. And I think it's also important to seek advice and have mentors, people who continually support your growth and advise you and so forth. And so it's a role model becomes a mirror of society once they do realize that their every action, their every act is reflected to the society. And so if they do wish for it, well, then they can always seek support and advice on how to better reflect themselves in a society. The other thing is, sometimes entertainment, the entertainment industry wants your negative or controversial act to come out a bit more. Right. As we usually say in entertainment, if you're average or normal, then you know you shouldn't.
They don't need you. You don't make any use.
No, they don't need you. Yeah, you are. You're so spot clean. Your hair is right all the time. You're dressed right. You address people okay. Yeah. You go to a place and it's all thick and span. It's all nicey. They want a little excitement about you. They want, again, if I go to soccer, they want a Mourinho. They want a little, they want somebody who's a little bit notorious for something, for comments, maybe, in habits and so forth. And we've seen that with a lot of musicians. I mean, Michael Jackson, uh-huh, apart from the great talent he had, but he was also a very controversial figure with how he changed his face, a different look, probably sometimes different women, and so many aspects of his life. He lived like a teenager or a child rather than an adult, and that created the mystique of his celebrity status.
And that's what the media loves to see going.
Exactly. The media needs an angle to a story, a skewed story. If it's normal, it's not a story.
Yeah, okay. For instance, yourself, you're a celebrity in your country. How do you deal with this?
Oh, I always think about it because, you know, I never really wanted to ever be very prominent, but I seem to always constantly do things and be in places where I'm in the spotlight. For example, I never expected to get onto radio. And suddenly I did get on. I had an amazing amount of love for radio as a teenager. And suddenly I'm on and in front, and, you know, sitting in a studio and in front of a mic. I didn't know I had a voice. And I didn't know that my love for music would propel me to a height of admiration with my listeners. I don't think celebrity status needs to go with richness, flashy cars, or a big house, or things like that. You can be very normal. Mm-hmm. And I think when you're humble, the word is humble, and I actually had somebody who told me that you are a star, yes, but you're gazing down at people who look up to you. Mm-hmm. And so shine a positive light upon them. And I think that was a mentoring, at least ideal, that I learned from very early on.
Thank you, Taji Liundi from Tanzania. This is Let's Talk with your host, Sunday Shomari, and we're discussing celebrities. Okay, back to the studio. Bigel, right in here with me today. Tell me, for your perspective, when you see newspapers, magazines, you read about celebrities every day, and there's a lot of stories out there. Do you think they are doing what we expect them to be, like our heroes or role models?
That's a wide question.
Very wide, yes.
But with respect, and I find it's a burden that is given to celebrities that is beyond what they can carry. Okay. First of all, we have to break this thing in many ways. They are human beings, and we all know that we are different from one another. The expectation of the society is huge on this, and there's a big burden on role models from celebrities, and they can't keep up with it.
Hmm.
One, if you're a role model in a Western country and a role model in developing country, we have to differentiate these two role models.
Okay.
In developing countries, the people are not exposed to many cultures that we're used to. Role models in developing countries need to share something that many people need. We need to go back to our culture, our background. They need to promote some of the things that we cherished and some of the things that we know and appreciate in life. To import information from outside and act like we are people that we are not is not good for younger generation. That's my take on role models. We need to promote our culture.
That is one, promoting our culture. And I think celebrities in Africa every day, they fight to do that when they come to America, when they go to Europe. I mean, they're trying to do what they can do to make sure that they're selling their culture out there. But of course, we do see also, Bigel, some of those celebrities coming from Africa, that they won't do that. They will be acting as if they are
Western performers.
So I don't know how that works out. But anyway, maybe Anthony Molly, all the way from Kampala, Uganda. You there in Kampala, you see every day newspapers, and maybe you meet them. I don't know where you hang out, Mr. Molly. What do you think about celebrities in Africa, my friend?
Oh, Sunday, my take on celebrities is I am not very proud of my celebrities here, really. And it's really because of the lifestyles that they lead. You know, these people are so famous. They're known all over the place. Our children are looking out to them because of, the songs and the movies and everything that they do. But unfortunately, the lifestyles of our celebrities sometimes cause in a lot of questioning. They are not doing the things that our children should really be looking out for, you know. They're doing drugs, they are living very reckless lives and things like that. So I am not really particularly impressed with our celebrities here. I'm not so sure about what it's like in outside Uganda, but from what I've seen, really, I think it calls in a lot of questions. Things like cultures are definitely lacking. Things like good behavior is definitely lacking. And these guys just, you know, live a life which is so reckless, and it's just not good for our children.
Okay, well, that's your take, Anthony Molly. But also, let's see here. Do celebrities offer a lot in our communities? But since the world now is a village, and we know that celebrities in Africa would know and see what celebrities in the other parts of the world, in Europe or America, what are they doing? And they might do the same. But are they imitating I want to know that. But of course, we will find out. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. I'm in our Washington studio with the big old O. And of course, on the line, Mr. Anthony Morley. Right now, we are discussing celebrities. Well, celebrities always live, most of them, I should say, flashy lives and also get too much attention. But is this attention spoiling them? Or sometimes is it affecting the young celebrities? Well, and I spoke to Manny Joseph Muya from Kenya, and I wanted to know, do we put a very high standard for our celebrities today?
I feel like it's divided, but more like maybe 30%, only 30% are living up to their standards. But majority of the 70%, they are not. I would say like they are not, because they have embraced this culture of nudity and to really get attention, and they are trying to, they have really popularized it on social media, and by doing things that are really immoral in a way, they are really derailing a lot of young people. Because if you're a model, if you're a celebrity, I mean, you have a lot of influence, and the moment that you're a celebrity, your life ceases to be, you know, personal, and a lot of people look up to you and you're scrutinized. So the moment that you're doing things and things that are a bit wayward, then it becomes questionable. And like in Kenya, most celebrities have adopted this new trend of trying, just as I mentioned earlier, of nudity and so to gain popularity. And that has had a lot of influence when you scroll on Facebook or watch. You see very young, I mean, especially on the girls, very young, they're posting pictures that are not appropriate. Mm. So I don't think that whatever they're doing in Kenya is really...
And you think
70%.
Okay, uh-huh. This is the biggest percentage you're talking about. But do you think maybe there is a very high standard and very high scrutiny put upon our celebrities that they have to live on, and maybe some of them are very young and they still need to learn? So do we need to have maybe a social school for people when they become celebrities to help them out?
That is a funny one about having a social school, but I would really vote for that. Because most of them, the way they behave, it's not, I mean, I would insist, it's not appropriate. And they need to have, to be taught some of these things. Just like when maybe before you drive, you have to get a driving license. Maybe mm-hmm. there could be something like when you become a celebrity, mm-hmm. you just taught some of these basics about PR. Because using these really extreme gimmicks as part of getting a lot of PR and attention. Mm-hmm. So definitely, I think maybe, I don't know whether the government or some regulatory institution or something should come up and really control them. And there's also this culture whereby they are celebrities, and it's very much evident in the songs. They are promoting, let's say, drugs. They do songs about drugs and whatever, and really promoting vices. I wouldn't say that is acceptable, because they are really derailing a lot of young people, especially the adolescents, maybe in high school and whatnot.
Yeah, of course. The young people, they're always looking up to celebrities to learn their songs, to learn how they dance, to learn how they dress. And they set the trends. You know, being a celebrity, you have that platform to set all the trends out there that you want. And, of course, like you said, some of them would like to have some controversial or whatever thing just to create the buzz and get the popularity going on. But at the end of the day, they are our celebrities, and we want them to be there when we love them, you know? We want to hear their music, we want to hear what they do, their actors, we want to see their movies. I mean, we would like to see some good things coming out from them. So, as you say, you'll vote for the school. But what do you think? I mean, it's not all the celebrities that are doing these kind of things that you're talking about. Some of them are really, really doing well, and they carry themselves very well. Now, would they have a role, maybe, to help others?
Maybe, like, they can have a role, but, like, them having a role is really a controversial, I mean, issue, because from where will they get maybe their mandate to, you know, to enforce their values on the others? And considering that we are living in an increasingly liberal society, it becomes a bit tricky. And, like, I think maybe they have... They do play their part by maybe saying no to whatever is inappropriate and all that, but I think it gets very personal now when they have to control other celebrities and be like, whatever you're not doing is not good, while that good, quote and unquote, is a matter of opinion. So, I mean, I feel they're already playing their role by setting an example, but I don't know whether it would be stretching them, maybe to make them control the others who are doing inappropriate stuff. I don't know.
Especially when it comes to this society of, as you say, liberal and free speech. Who are you to tell anybody anything, you know?
Exactly.
Thank you, Manny Joseph Muya from Kenya. And a reminder, tonight on Let's Talk, we are discussing celebrities. Back to you guys in studio. Bigo, you heard what Anthony said. He's not very proud of what is happening in Kampala, and he doesn't think the celebrities really do what they are supposed to do, like being heroes, they're being reckless, and stuff like that happens a lot in America too. We see how these celebs act sometimes, and we're like, you know what? I don't want my kids to watch TV no more. Some parents really don't want their kids to watch television. So what do you think, my friend, although you say maybe we're putting too much burden on them? Is there a way that should be maybe to help them?
I agree my sentiments. I agree with Uganda, Anthony. Our celebrities in Africa have derailed from what they're supposed to do. If you look at the African culture, many years ago, celebrities were not behaving the way this young generation is behaving. They were promoting respect. They were promoting ways to live in a society and be accepted in the society. But these celebrities, they have put vanity in front more than the respect itself. So if you have a young child going to school, the aim and hope of his success, his definition of success, is the celebrity lifestyle. If you look at celebrity lifestyle, it's a doom life. And not all of them, but most of it. So we need to go back to reality in life and educate, separate reality and fiction. So this is something that is very important in our society. And the government should impose penalties on these celebrities when they misbehave.
But, you know, penalties is one thing, and we also know that there's always penalties out there whenever you go wrong. But sometimes people get away with that, and they do get away because they say they are celebrities. And that is not just in Africa. I mean, in America and other places, we say, you know what, because the celebrity, he didn't get the same punishment.
No, they don't.
And that's the problem right there, right?
Here's the sad part of it.
That's the sad part of it.
It's all money talk.
It's all money talk, that's what you say. Yeah. Okay. But do you think that celebrities, maybe because this happens, do they need a specific kind of help? For instance, a good example, you see what happened to Kid Whitney Houston's daughter.
Yeah, very
this
sad.
This young girl.
Very sad.
Finding
very sad.
Herself in drugs. Just right now, Anthony Moyo told us, you find celebrities in Africa doing drugs. What is this about drugs? Can they just perform without using drugs? Are there, we know this is not just all celebrities out there. You have some celebrities who have some sense, and they do, I mean, act really well, and they don't do drugs. Can they do something to help others? Maybe is there a way something should be or can be done? What do you think, Anthony?
Sunday, I think that, first of all, the main problem that we're facing with celebrities is probably their backgrounds and how they grew up. You find that for many of these guys, they've got a good talent. And then later on in their lives, they realize that they actually do have a good talent. And then, boom, from nowhere, they go into fame. Now, I blame their managers a lot in this particular respect, because I think their managers should be able to give them some sort of social schooling to prepare these celebrities for fame. Because when somebody has been nobody and all of a sudden he's become everybody's, you know, he's a star and all, sometimes they're not able to cope with that. And then all of a sudden they find that they want to live the lives that they missed out on earlier. And this is where the problem really does come in. So I think that there is hope, really. It's just that the people who are managing these guys, especially in Uganda, it's all about survival. People are not generally very, very well off to do. And so when something comes up, then they want to use the fame that they've got now to live the lives that they thought they should have lived many years ago. So if there was some sort of social schooling for these people, I think the situation would be arrested and things would get better.
Yeah,
I've seen that. Yeah,
very good point.
That's really where the problem is.
Yes, very good point. And I'll come to that because, as you say, people need to get prepared for that. Okay, thank you so much. Hold it right there. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We'll be back in a moment.
African Music Mix.
Are you wandering around lost in a musical desert? Well, follow your ears to the fantastic, the one and only African Music Mix on the Voice of America. Bathe yourself in this musical oasis. North to the south and from the east to the west, the African Music Mix plays only the best. Tune in from 0 to 300 hours UTC and from 11 to 1300 hours UTC every single day on the Voice of America.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk, a program of the Africa Service of the Voice of America. I'm your host, Sunday Shumari. And back to you, Bigo. I think this is a very good point that was mentioned here by our friend in Uganda, Anthony Molly, that there should be some preparation. And I think that plays a big role in everybody, because if you remember, some of the celebrities just went broke in America.
Yeah, it's very
and
true.
And when you ask them what happened, is exactly their preparation. Because some of them came from nobody and overnight to a hero
with millions of dollars.
With millions of dollars. You remember what happened to Evander Holyfield.
Oh, yeah.
You remember what happened to this young man who came from Somali and then he had a chance to act in a movie.
Yes, I remember.
So he says now he's struggling in Hollywood, trying to get another deal because all the money he got from that first movie is gone.
The contract paid it all. Yeah,
yeah, because
the agents.
Yeah, and also you need to know when you're a celebrity, all of a sudden you see a limo coming to pick you up. You think it's a service or a favor?
No,
you're paying for it. All of a sudden you have lawyers, you're paying them, you know? So people don't have an idea.
Anthony is very correct. They are not prepared for that kind of life.
Right, right. So I think there should be, as Anthony says, some kind of help, schooling of some sort, social schooling, of course. It's not easy to find it out, but some way, somewhat.
Somewhat.
But also, you mentioned something yourself, Anthony, there we go. You have these people in Africa who are celebrities, but also, instead of showing what they have as Africans, they're imitating other celebs across the world. Tell me about this.
You know, I'm glad you asked that, and this is something that we need to pay attention to very carefully, because it's derailing our culture and it's destroying our way of life. If I'm an African, there is a standard that I'm expected to behave in my culture or our culture. Mimicking the Western civilization sometimes is destructive, because that is not our lifestyle. If you look at the book, The Lion and the Jewel, you see the difference of literature. Chinua Achebe put it very clearly. It's good to get educated by the Westerner, but then behave the African way, because that's what we know. And you cannot import those two cultures and connect them, because you'll burst. And that's what has happened to a lot of celebrities.
So don't be careful to burst, right?
Be very careful not to explode.
I mean, I see this all the time and I say, okay, it's culture, or maybe it's a style. You see celebrities with earrings. You see celebrities with pants hanging around their waist. And it's just like, okay, is this the African performance? That's how African people
No, Africans
behave?
Don't behave like that. We don't show our behind to our in-laws and parents and mothers.
So our kids.
Those are behaviors that are important. And it's going to cost us in the long run. So we have to be very careful what we allow our media people to bring into the country. We need to censor and we need to stop this kind of media into the country. We need to censor it.
But the problem is now there's freedom of media. There's all this freedom of speech and everything. So to stop is not very easy, or to do that. You can't do that because of the freedom. But also at the same time, I think the celebrities should learn how to help their people who are looking at them. I mean, they're supposed to be the heroes here, right?
So the heroes to be destructive in the society to come. So it's a choice that we have to make as a country.
As a country and as parents as well,
parents,
right?
Yes. It's a crucial thing that needs
attention. It's very crucial. Anthony Moore, what do you say about this?
Yeah, I agree with Bigo, really, because social media today is extremely influential in our lives. Everybody has got access to the cheapest and most effective means of communicating. And in that sense, the Western cultures do infiltrate us here. But again, like I was saying to you, I think it's about we just have to accept that that culture is going to come in anyway. The question now is, will our people here adopt it or not? Now, that's where the challenge is. Unfortunately, everybody in Africa in general, Uganda in particular, seems to think that Western culture is the best way of doing things. Everywhere people are mimicking what is happening in Europe, what is happening in America, and nobody finds time to think about promoting our own cultures here. That's very, very, very sad for me. But again, I think if these people were prepared enough for fame, then I think this would be controlled. I'm not saying all the celebrities here are really bad people. We have a couple of very, very good and decent celebrities in Uganda. And why are these people like that? When you look at these celebrities who are decent and you look at their backgrounds, you find that they had a very good upbringing. And because of that, it has not taken away the cultural values that they picked up as they were growing up. So I think that to just cut this up, I think it's about the background. People need to be taught values from the word go and to be informed and the values inculcated in them so that when the Western cultures do come in, they do not adopt them just for the sake of adopting them, you see. And then again, it's also to do with the poverty. I must really stress this. In Uganda, it is about poverty. When somebody makes money, he gets a song out and he makes some small money, it's going to take him maybe another year or two to come up with another good song that will give him money again. So that, I think, influences them because they want to keep up with that kind of life because that influence, they think, is going to keep some money coming in and things like that, which is really, 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 really sad. So we do have quite a bit of a challenge here, Sunday. It's mind-boggling.
Thank you, Anthony Moli, all the way from Kampala, Uganda. That's a very good point, Anthony. I really appreciate it. Okay, let's talk. That's the program you tuned to. And our topic tonight is celebrities. It's time now for the unusual story of the week.
Man from Maine had been wanted by police for several weeks. He was finally caught after revealing his location via Snapchat. Police received from a source that the guy, Christopher Wallace, had posted on Snapchat that he had returned home. So officers began searching his residence, and Wallace posted yet another Snapchat message saying he was hiding in a cabinet. Beware the power of social media.
Thank you, and that's it for our show on celebrities. A big thank you to our guest, my friend Bigol. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you, Sunday.
And of course, on the phone all the way from Kampala, Uganda, Anthony Moli. Thank you for joining us today, Anthony.
Thank you so much, Sunday, for hosting me.
Alrighty, have a very good day there. Okay, Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. And as usual, send in your comments and story ideas. We love to hear from you. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942 and leave us a message. The number again is 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in and join us again next Monday at 1730 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be hip-hop music culture. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday.